views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I want to start out with Day today with just some of my Women of Wisdom announcements because we got some great things coming up. I did say that I was going to do another Circle Leadership course. It's a webinar. It's actually going to be done on Google Hangouts. It's going to be really fun. It's going to start next week. So if anyone is interested in that, go to www.chrysalisleadership.com. You can find out more, learn about unleashing the powerful leader within. And it's a 4-week course, and you don't have to be online. You can get recordings, but it's great to be there in person because we're going to be I'm learning how to do the Google Hangout where you can see people as you're doing a class, and it's great. We have a couple of Women of Wisdom events. We've got one I'm doing with some great people, April 26th, called Spirit into Action. It's a one-day gathering for women. We're going to be DYBO, dancing our butts off. And that's like exercise and the butts in our head. So we're going to be doing movement, talking circles, World Cafe discussions on women's issues, and also chanting with the fabulous Gina Salah. So check that out on the Women of Wisdom website. And we are also returning with our popular fundraiser, Sacred Pampering Day for Women. It's May 31st, and there's a call for practitioners out now for any kind of healing modalities, readers such as Tarot, and the information applications is on the website. So look under programs for our Pampering Day page. And then attendees can purchase tickets for $45, and you're going to receive 4 different sessions from our healers. What a great way to explore different things that you've never tried out before. And it's a really fun day, and that's May 31st. Again, you can go to womenofwisdom.org to find out all about those. Well, my guest today is Dr. Natalie Cather, and she is a board certified in family medicine as well as anti-aging medicine, and she has specialties in women's health, hormone balancing, and human performance. She has a clinic, Advanced Family Wellness. It's located in Olympia, Washington. It's unique and pioneering in its work in the emerging science of metabolic medicine. And Natalie has served as a principal investigator not only for pharmaceutical clinical trials, but also for metabolic medicine approaches. And she co-authored the book, The Metabolic Makeover, with her husband, Stephen Chinersky. And her website is themetabolicmakeover.com. And you can also find her on her personal website, drkather.com, drkather. So welcome, Natalie.
Hi, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. And I know you probably don't remember me, but I met you one time walking down a street down in Seattle when you were with your husband, and I was with a mutual friend, Renee. I want to first start off with your story. You know, you had some health things going on in your life, and also, you know, the story how you came to know you wanted to be a doctor at that very young age. And if you would, I would love for people to hear your story.
Well, thank you. So I decided I wanted to be a doctor when I was 5 years old, and that was because I had been bitten by a dog, and I had had a lot of stitches in my face, and I guess it was so horrible to look at that my parents even covered the mirrors in the house so I couldn't see what I looked like. But I knew it was bad enough by how people acted, and I remember my dad even saying to my kindergarten teacher, you know, is she too ugly to come to school? So I knew I had had a lot of damage done to my face. And when the stitches came out and I got to see my face and see how well it repaired itself, I was just amazed. I was intrigued by how well the human body can repair itself. You know, we are these living miracles, 300 billion new cells each day. And although I could barely even understand that as a little kid, I was just awed by the miracle of it. I pursued a career path into medicine, and I have to admit that conventional medicine wasn't as repair-oriented as I had wanted it to be. It wasn't what I expected. And when my own health became a challenge and I found that conventional medicine was failing me, it sought me to look for something else, and it was this metabolic medicine path.
Mm-hmm. And reading about you, you went into menopause very early. It's early 30s that you were, it says that functioning as a neurological assessment like a 56-year-old woman. And so you then started on going to see doctors and doing some things at that point.
Yeah. So here I was in my early 30s, and I was being treated with two antidepressant drugs. Depressed nonetheless, getting weaker, hair falling out, flesh sliding off of my bones, you know, just kind of saggy and insomnia and just not getting better at all. And a friend referred me to a nurse practitioner that did hormone balancing. And it was in this path of looking at hormone balancing that I started to find new opportunities. And at first, when she looked at my blood work, she saw the most obvious thing that no one else had even tested, which was I had no testosterone. And she started me on testosterone. And I thought, you know, this process that was happening to me, this degeneration, it must be one thing going on. So she kept me on my two antidepressant drugs, and I started testosterone therapy. And things got a little bit better. I had a little bit more energy. For my experience at the gym, instead of just rolling out a mat and taking a nap and then going home, at least I could do a little bit of weightlifting. But I didn't feel like I was getting, you know, the big goal taken care of. And so I didn't go back to her, which I was a really bad patient. And she called me about 6 months later, and I was like, oh, no, is this because I didn't follow up? And it was actually her inviting me to come work for her. And I was intrigued by the thought of that. To do so, she required that I take an advanced hormone balancing seminar, which meant that I had to cram in the basic course. I looked at what was happening in my life and decided this is something I wanted to choose, take this path. And it was at the advanced seminar that I realized that I had hypothyroidism. Even though all those tests were normal, my pituitary talking to the thyroid, those numbers looked normal, the numbers for the thyroid hormone itself looked normal, but I had clinical hypo or low thyroid. So I sought out one of my colleagues that was also attending the seminar, and I said, help me out here. You know, will you please be my provider? Will you help me with this? Will you treat me? And with taking the thyroid hormone in 2 months, not only was I off of those antidepressant drugs, Chris, but I got to feel a level of joy that I hadn't felt in 10 years. I hadn't realized how joyless my life had become.
And so I know I take a little bit of thyroid too, and it's a natural thyroid, because there's different kinds of thyroid medicine that you can get too. Does that make a difference?
It does. And for me, the natural thyroid, the desiccated porcine or pig thyroid, I get the best well-being from that, the best energy. But I have clients that clearly do better on the bioidentical synthetics known as levothyroxine and liothyronine. Or maybe some of our listeners might be more familiar with the brand names for levothyroxine, also as Synthroid or Levoxyl, and for the liothyronine, also known as Cytomel. So I've learned that because everybody's bodies are different, that if I have a client that has hypothyroidism or low thyroid issues, that I will offer them both approaches And then they can tell me which one is bringing them the best well-being. And, of course, each person knows what that is for them.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm curious about testosterone, because I remember asking my naturopath, and she said, well, that's why I'm giving you DHEA. And I mean, you think of that as a man's hormone. What is the benefit of taking testosterone, and should women? And a lot of times, I don't know if it comes out in the test, the blood work that you normally get, you know, when you have your annual exams.
Right. I'm so glad you asked about that. So DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, which is an important metabolic modifier, and we talk about it in the book, it is the king of the metabolic modifiers. For it to turn into testosterone, the person's enzymes has to be smart enough to know how to do that. And about 1 out of 5 people, their bodies can do that. Unfortunately, the body that I have, it's not able to do that. And I've tried again and again to see if I can, you know, go off of the testosterone and just see if good DHEA supplementation, being consistent, will help fill that for me, if I can get that balanced out. And for me, I can't. So not only am I supplementing DHEA, but also testosterone therapy. And testosterone is important for women. It helps us not only with our muscle health, but it also helps us to be assertive. It helps us deal with stress, and it helps us manage our lives. And it's a natural antidepressant for women. And, of course, it also helps sex drive. And one of the things I noticed when I was put on testosterone as the first kind of hormone balancing in that history and that process for me is that instead of it taking 45 minutes to have an orgasm, it only took 20, which, you know, for itself is a big improvement, but I still had a lot of other issues going on in my body as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much, what level, you know, when you have blood work done, what is the level that you you think women should have?
So,
we don't have a second to, I'm just looking at the clock. And so let's come back to that when we come back from our break. This is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we'll be back shortly.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Dr. Natalie Cather today. She has the book, The Metabolic Makeover. It's a brand new book. And we were just talking about testosterone. So I'm just curious, like, you know, for women, how do you know how much you should have? And a lot of doctors don't even test you for that.
Not yet, but maybe that day is coming. When I test my clients, I check their free and total testosterone levels, and I also look at what's going on clinically with the client. So we get down on the floor, Chris, and we do push-ups. You know, can she pump out 20 push-ups? Is she only able to do modified push-ups? What is her hand grip strength? We measure the waist around the belly button. You know, there is this seesaw relationship between cortisol, DHEA, cortisol, and testosterone. And women that are more cortisol dominant and not enough DHEA and or testosterone, they're the ones that will have belly fat. And for me, supplementing my testosterone to a healthy range, and when I say healthy range, in anti-aging, we think about levels of 40 to 100 for women for total testosterone, and maybe 6 to 20 for free testosterone. And in getting that good supplementation, not only do I have great orgasms, great vitality, that my body craves exercise. Can you imagine that? It craves exercise. So many of my clients can't even imagine that that would happen to them, but they love it when it happens. The testosterone makes us crave exercise. Help slim us down, decrease fat, increase muscle. And can you guess which muscle in the body loves testosterone the most, Chris?
No, I can't guess.
It's the human heart. The human heart has the most receptors for testosterone. So it's a very important hormone for women, just as it is for men. But of course, we have it in our bloodstream in much lower doses than men do. Men also have estrogens in their body, but of course it's in much lower levels than women do. So we all have the same hormones. We just have them in different amounts.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, your book, it's all about energy, The Metabolic Makeover. So let's first talk about, metabolism and what that is and why, what a metabolic makeover is.
So metabolism is the way that we create, store, and use energy. And when people understand that they have control over their metabolism, it can help them reclaim their lives. When they understand that what they choose to put in their body, what they choose to do for their activity, can help them get the energy to do whatever they need to do, whether it's having enough energy to play with their kids when they come home from work, or to climb a mountain, or to start running races or marathons or bike riding, it can improve the quality of life so much so. And that's what this book helps bring to people, is the step-by-step action plan to do that, to make those smart choices.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is, and I know in your book it is a step-by-step, and there's a lot of information there. So, and who is this book for?
Well, considering that there were over $8 billion in sales for those so-called energy drinks last year, the whole Red Bull, caffeine patches, drinks, pills, all of that, I would say everybody needs a metabolic makeover. Anybody that has found themselves reaching for caffeine or sugar, they're searching for energy. But unfortunately, those things don't provide real energy. Caffeine merely stimulates the nervous system. Sugar causes this momentary flash of energy availability to the body, but then enables it to adequately be able to burn fat later on. So this is something almost everybody needs.
And one of the aspects in the book is talking about a balanced diet and what that looks like. So I know in your book you talk about the USDA's, and I don't know if that's an old, but that pyramid drawing where grains and cereals, pasta, it's all at the bottom, the biggest, largest component. And it's, you know, when you talk about it, it's a lot to eat. But hasn't that been changed? Is that an old scale? Or is that still what they put out there?
They have multiple pyramids now, but to be quite honest, it wasn't that long ago that I was visiting in a friend's community clinic. He works for the federal government. They have community clinics. And on the wall was that very poster. And it said, eat more of. And on the bottom line, it had cookies and pasta and breads. And I just went ahead and just tore it off the wall because here was this population, and they have a lot of diabetic patients. And right there in their waiting room, they're giving them the wrong information. You know, they are telling them to be eating these simple carbohydrates. And it is this whole availability, this massive influx of simple carbohydrates, flour, onto the market since World War II, which has created this diabesity population that we have now.
And diabesity, that's you're combining obesity and diabetics. Is that correct in that word? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, yes. And it's, yes.
and there's talk of, you know, we're going to have a huge diabetic society because of all the, you know, our younger people, all the sugary and the junk food that people eat. It's just going to increase the number of diabetics.
Yeah, recent estimates are that 17% of our children in this country are obese, and over 30% of all adults obese. And of course, that if we're talking about overweight adults, that number is closer to 60%. And right now, the medical community is looking at these generations and how their metabolisms have changed, how this onslaught of simple carbohydrates into the diet has changed the genetics even for each generation, such that our current youth are expected to have shorter lifespans than mine is. You know, I am Generation X. My parents were baby boomers, and I look to the generation below me, and to think that their lives will be shorter than mine, but that's because of this huge change in metabolism, and that their bodies have become so accustomed to reaching for sugar and not knowing how to burn fat properly, that it's a chronic illness is coming in sooner into their lives.
Yeah. So let's get to what a balanced diet would consist of, and I know one of the things you talk about in your book, you hear so many different stories. There's so many different viewpoints, and in your book you talk about the need for more protein, and there's some diets that say, you know, we need less protein. But what should a balanced diet look like?
Well, basic biochemistry is the biological requirement is 1 to 1.6 grams per kilogram per day for protein for a person. So if we have a person that's a very big person, like 100 kilograms, then the required protein to help that system optimize itself in those chemical processes is 100 grams of protein a day. And so that's like 5 salmon patties. Each salmon patty contains about 20 grams of protein. If we think about eggs, each egg contains about 6 to 8 grams of protein. So that's just basic biochemistry. But then we think about the addition of a highly varied natural foods diet in addition to highly varied protein sources too. And a lot of people are not getting enough of those beautiful, colorful vegetables, green leafy vegetables in their diet. So we think about what we call the paleo-inspired conscious omnivore diet. And for my patients that are really struggling to try to figure out how do they do a healthy diet, I start something with something really, really, really basic, which is I say, look, eat an entire chicken every day and then add colorful organic vegetables to your diet. And for them, that's a great starting point. And then they learn how to add a little bit of simple carbohydrates into their diet and to balance that and make sure that they're getting enough protein with it. We want to have good control over the blood sugar, and by having protein with those carbohydrates, it helps to do that. It helps give better control over the glucose, less stress on the pancreas, you know, less insulin being squirted out into the bloodstream. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, yes. And Annette, I was in part of a did a diet, I wasn't a diet to lose weight, but where it was 3 ounces of protein, and I could have all the vegetables I wanted. But 3 ounces at a meal, so lunch and dinner, I would have 3 ounces. And I felt really healthy eating that way, because there was a lot of the healthy, green, colorful vegetables, as you say.
And that diet is such a good approach and can do such amazing changes in the body for improving metabolism, such as helping to decrease inflammation in the body, that it's not uncommon for women that are in their 40s or 50s to see themselves get healthier even in the mirror in a matter of a few days, that they'll notice even less wrinkles by changing to diet like that. Isn't that amazing?
Well, this is Chris Stanis. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we'll be right back and talk more with Dr. Cather.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Dr. Natalie Kather, and she is the co-author with her husband, Stephen Chinooski, of The Metabolic Makeover. It's all about energy. So, Natalie, can you give your websites and tell us about how, where people can buy your book?
Yes, it's available at themetabolicmakeover.com, and at that site, people can also receive a 24% book club discount on books of 10 or more. It's available at Amazon.com as well.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you can sign up for a Metabolic Makeover newsletter and get all sorts of good information. Is that correct?
Yep. And people can also follow us on the Metabolic Makeover Facebook site. So there are a lot of opportunities for people to tap in and become part of this movement.
Well, that's great. So we were just talking about inflammation, and I know there's a lot out there now of inflammation really being the root cause of so many of our illnesses, of heart disease, cancers, all that. So we're talking about ways that we can reduce inflammation. I know we were just talking at the break about vitamin D being an important substance that works for that.
Yeah, and one of the ways that people can measure inflammation with their physician's oversight is a lab test called high-sensitivity C-reactive protein. So I will follow my clients' levels in that way for looking at inflammation. And inflammation, chronic inflammation particularly, can be such a damaging force to the body that it really limits a person's metabolic fitness. People that are not metabolically fit, if they try to exercise or start lifting weights or start running, inflammation is one of the reasons why they will just feel terrible afterwards instead of feeling invigorated and energetic. So inflammation is a really important thing to address, and we can do that by starting with the diet. And again, the major problem is sugar. Sugar is very inflammatory. I had a patient years ago, and we talk about him in the book. He had pain in both of his shoulders, Chris, and it was so bad that he was scheduled to have exploratory surgery on both shoulders to see what was causing the pain. And before having that surgery, he decided he'd come check out metabolic medicine and see what that could do for him. And I started asking him about his diet. And he had a lot of simple carbohydrates in his diet. He would have bread for breakfast. He would have bread for lunch, bread for dinner. He would have sugary foods in between. He would have sugary fruits. And so I first asked him to change his diet. And 2 weeks later, he came back, no improvements. I was just baffled. You know, why didn't he get better? Well, he confessed that he really hadn't followed my advice. And I said, you know, if you want to be serious about this, you know, not waste your time, not waste my time, let's be serious about it. So he did. He cut out the simple carbohydrates. He cut out the bread out of his diet. He ate that wonderful diet we were talking about with high-quality proteins, varieties of fruits and vegetables, and he noticed really great improvements. And he came back, and he's like, oh, my gosh, it's like a miracle. I was like, wow, whoa, okay, great. We did some hormone balancing on him, and he had been in retirement. And with doing this metabolic approach for him, he noticed better energy. His joints felt so much better. He canceled those surgeries. He went on to build a house, hammering overhead, you know, a lot of stress on the shoulders, and he didn't have any pain from that, because he got his inflammation under control. It made such a difference.
Yeah, and it's something we're not always aware of. It's kind of like a silent thing. You know, when you talked about that it feels kind of silent. We don't know. We just think it's pain.
Right. And back to my wrinkle reference, I can tell when I've eaten foods that have caused my body to become inflamed because I'll wake up the next morning with deeper wrinkles in my face and I'll know, I'm more inflamed. And maybe stiff joints in my hands, I'm a little more inflamed. And that helps me be aware that I need to make changes in my diet and my activity that day to get that inflammation under control again.
So I'd like to move into talking about supplements. You know, there's so many supplements out there in the market, and to me, it's a big debate of do they, you know, like vitamins or any kind of supplements instead of getting it from food. And so, what's your stance on that? What kind of supplements we should be taking because we don't get it from food?
Yeah. So fish oil is a really important supplement. Talking about inflammation. Or as we call it, my industry, inflammaging. And people will ask me, oh, well, can't I just eat enough fish? Well, there's a couple issues with that. The first one is that it would take a lot of fish to get enough of those omega-3 fatty acids called eicosapentaenoic acids, or EPA. So that's the first issue. You know, how much fish are you willing to eat? And the next is, if you eat a lot of fish, there's issues with PCBs and dioxins, mercuries, heavy metals that you probably don't want too much of that in the diet. So that's the nice thing about supplementing fish oils because those have been removed, it's been purified and concentrated for the eicosapentaenoic acid, that wonderful anti-inflammatory nutrient that's in there. Other things that people can add to their diet that can help with inflammation, curcumin. And so we like to have a lot of curry in our diet. Do you eat many foods with curry in them, Chris?
I every so often I have a great curry recipe for mango curry chicken that I use. So, and I made my own blend of a curry spices of different things, spices that go into it.
Nice.
But what's the particular one that you were talking about?
Curry. So the yellow curry, particularly the curcumin. Or turmeric, as people may know it. That makes mustard, the condiment mustard, really bright yellow. That is a very good anti-inflammatory kind of nutrient. So these are some of the ways that people can just incorporate it into their meals, that they can make themselves a metabolically healthy and metabolically friendly meal.
Right. And I remember reading in your book, you talk about, type of food is onions and leeks and garlic and like having that every day is great to have some forget the others that are in that little group.
Our breakfast is usually composed of onions and garlic, and then we like to throw in a little bit of sun-dried tomato and mushrooms. I know it's a breakfast that not many people have, but that is the Chernitsky breakfast.
Well, you must put it into something, right?
Well, we saute it, and my husband likes to have his with eggs, and I usually have mine with salmon or chicken apple sausage.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what is it? It's great to know. I mean, there is some great spice that people talk about, or I've read about, like cinnamon is good, and like all these spices. And of course, you don't always have a lot. In foods, how much does it take very much? Because, you know, when you make a recipe of something, it just calls for a teaspoon of that, teaspoon of this. It's not a lot.
Right. But having it consistently in the diet makes sense. So, you know, some of my clients will even take cinnamon as capsules because too much seems too fiery to them, to their taste buds. But, yes, it can definitely be incorporated into the meal. And cinnamon helps with blood sugar regulation. It's one of the great parts of the metabolic makeover, using that herb.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad that you mentioned, you know, these kind of approaches, because really getting metabolically fit is each meal a person is choosing how they're changing their metabolism, whether they're improving their metabolism or slowing it down. So having foods like curcumin, cinnamon, healthy types of oils in the diet helps improve metabolism, whereas if they have meal, like, heaven forbid, a very simple carbohydrate-rich meal, like at an Italian restaurant, right? They bring out the breadsticks, and then they bring out some more sugar in the wine, and then there's the pasta, and then there's the spumoni. That is a meal that really slows down the metabolism. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, I know. I had a couple of weeks ago like that where I just didn't have the energy to go to the store and get food. And I had made macaroni and cheese. I had pasta with a white sauce. I mean, I just all week long I did that. I didn't feel good about it. So the next week I had to go get food and, you know, real food. But what I like about the spices too is then you can actually, you don't have to use as much salt when you spice with curry and other really fun spices, because too much salt isn't good for you.
True.
Well, we're just up for our next break. So this is Christina Sun, Woman of Wisdom, Voices of Women, and we'll come back soon.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today @yoandrewnts. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and we've been talking about health, energy with Dr. Natalie Cather. And again, you can find her on her website at themetabolicmakeover.com. I would like to have you, Natalie, talk about why this book is, you know, because there's lots of health books out there. There's tons of things, and, you know, and it's so, you have to discern, you know, what's a good book that's going to really help me get my health back together. So why is your book different than others?
Well, this book is different because it's a clinically proven program. the way that the metabolic makeover came about was through my husband's work as a nutritional biochemist. He and his research group had been doing some genomic testing on nutrients and found pathways turned on in the genome that helped improve fat burning. I'm going to say that again, improved fat burning. People that burn fat well and easily, these are the naturally thin people. We all know some of these. They have great energy. They forget to have lunch sometimes just because they have so much good, great energy. And these nutrients help give people the benefits that a naturally thin person has. It helps their bodies do a better job at being smart for making those numerous enzymes that are needed to be able to turn fat from fuel into energy. Through my own experience with the metabolic makeover, things that happened to me, I could easily see, feel, and measure. So when I started doing this metabolic makeover approach, I noticed that it changed my relationship with food, that I could walk past a loaf of bread and not care, that I didn't have to stop and talk to it, Chris, and tell it how horrible it was, and that I shouldn't even be looking at it. You know, I knew it was bad for me, but yet I had those cravings. But the metabolic makeover made those cravings go away. I noticed that it also changed my mood. It changed my relationship with the people around me. I had a better mood, better energy. And my body was changing. My hips slimmed down. My thighs slimmed down. My thighs slimmed down so much so that now I can wear boots that go up to my knee, where before I couldn't do that because my calves were always too big. So these are some of the ways that I could see, feel, and measure. And on lab work, one of the big things that changed that I really appreciated was I had been struggling before the metabolic makeover with a fasting blood glucose of 105. I was really worried that I was going to end up having diabetes someday, even despite, you know, balancing my hormones and taking all kinds of supplements and exercising and dieting. With the metabolic makeover, not only did it improve my energy, improve my mood, but it also decreased my fasting glucose from 105 to 79. And that's why this program is so different than those other books. It is the research side being brought to the clinical side, and we have clinical testing that backs up these changes. We see improvements in our clients, and we see improvements for our readers. We're out on a book tour these last few days, and it's great to hear people's stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you give a lot of information about how the body works, you know, how the fats are broken down, or, you know, how you convert fat to muscle, or all that in a language that's understandable.
We like to think of it as a manual for the human body.
Mm-hmm. And also giving, you know, you talk about the various food groups and the various supplements that are needed or that you need to get from food or from wherever. So there's a lot of good information. Like, you know, you talked before about colorful food. Well, you know, like we all know, you know, kale is such a great, you know, dark leafy greens and bright orange and red, they have more nutrients. And so they talk about the, like carrots, the, what is it, beta carotenes that you get better, you get more from eating a carrot than taking a supplement of that.
Exactly. Yep.
And if I remember right, that's good for your eyes.
Yes, it is good for the eyes. People will see changes in their own bodies that will be different from other people. So my metabolic makeover experience is different from other people's. They'll notice improvements in their health in other ways. So when people say, well, when I take this, what's going to happen to me? And I say, well, first we're going to work to get you more metabolically fit so that you'll be able to be more physically fit and then work towards optimal health. How that process exactly will look for that person, we don't know. Some people notice their joints feel better. Other people notice they have strength better. I was talking to a woman yesterday. She's 80 years old, and she has lost 10 pounds of fat, and she's gained muscle. She's 80 years old, and she's gained muscle. So it's amazing what can happen for people through this process as they learn that they have control over their metabolism.
Yes, and I just opened your book to one page, and it talks about GABA,
yes.
Which is gamma
amino. Yes,
and I remember somebody telling me, "Oh, that's a good thing to take, like to help me go to sleep, because it has a calming effect," which you even talk about here. So, is that something that you get as a supplement, or you get it in some kinds of foods? And these are all the questions that I have.
Nope, that one is as a supplement. I don't know of a food that would work for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And gamma-aminobutyric acid is a neurotransmitter that's made in the brain, and it's also an important neurotransmitter for our second brain, which is the gut. A lot of people don't know that much of our nervous system is around our gut. So it's not just all in our head. It's in our belly, too.
So there's a lot of recommendations here of things that are needed, and yet maybe not everybody needs them. It's kind of, you know, sometimes it's hard to figure out, like, well, is that something I need? Is that something I need? What do you suggest to people? How do they start off? Like, go with reading it and going, well, this relates to stress, or, you know, okay, GABA gives you a calming effect, and that would help me, so maybe I should try that. Is it just experimenting and see what makes you feel better? Because none of these things are going to be bad for you.
No, but at the end of Chapter 8, and Chapter 8 is the chapter where we really get into all these wonderful different nutrients, which we call metabolic modifiers. We have created three categories of start, stay, and strong. So when I look back at the old Natalie that I used to be back when I was in my early 30s and went into menopause, start is definitely where I would be at that time. I would want to give that kind of person acetyl L-carnitine, which is a certain type of protein or peptide that drags fat into the incinerator of the cell to get it burned up. And also alpha-lipoic acid. And alpha-lipoic acid maintains the integrity of the energy-creating system, which is in our mitochondria, those wonderful powerhouses of the cells. And it also brings ADP, which is an important precursor molecule, to ATP, which is our currency of energy in biological systems. So those are two really important ones. Again, alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl L-carnitine. From there, people can also think about adding on maca, which is wonderful for dealing with stress. You mentioned the gamma-aminobutyric acid. I especially like to recommend that one to people that are not only experiencing maybe difficulty sleeping or anxiety kind of problems, but emotional eating. The gamma-aminobutyric mm-hmm. acid, or GABA, not only helps with glucose control, but by harmonizing the nervous system, it can also make it so we're not reaching for food inappropriately to feed some sort of emotional craving. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, there's so much information. I recommend people getting the book so they can read about it and sign up for your newsletter and get more information. I know that you send out good recipes if you sign up for the metabolicmakeover.com. So this is Chris Stainis, and we've been talking to Dr. Natalie Cather today. So thank you so much for being here today and sharing your wisdom, Natalie.
Thank you. It's my honor.
So I just want everybody today to, over the weekend, think about what is your metabolic system like, and do you need a makeover? And if so, check out the book. It's all about energy. And so I would like to remind people to check out my book. It's the Amazon bestseller award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. And it's a inspirational gift of many, many voices of what the divine feminine is, and has touched many people's lives, just like our conference has. And you can purchase that at our website, womanofwisdom.org. Check out, again, our events that are coming up, April 26th, a great event for women, my Circle Leadership course, and also our Pampering Day, May 31st. We're just now gathering all the practitioners who are going to be there that day. So everybody, have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get
get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.